Hello, this is Kelly Bailey. I'm the Social Emotional Learning Specialist for the Maine Department of Education. And today I am offering a practice, a mindful practice called loving kindness. And this practice is especially important when working on the self and working to be as compassionate and caring for yourself as you can be. And we know that if you are new to mindful practices, self-compassion can be something that we sometimes tend to avoid. A lot of human beings are very troubled by taking time for ourselves and to be in a place of forgiveness for things we have said or done or maybe thought. And self-compassion really is the root of our ability to recognize our own emotional intelligence. And as we prepare to move into teaching our youth, both big and small, it's super important for us to do our own work and to sit in tough spaces and places. So if you are new to mindful practices, know that mindfulness is really about present moment awareness, with curiosity and interest, non-judgment, non-attachment, non-identification with any thoughts that or feelings or stories that you've told yourself about yourself. It's really about carving out small spaces to be calm, to allow the central nervous system to reconnect in an integrated way so that we can respond to our environment and our life stressors rather than react to them. And each time we take small moments to breathe, we allow our body and our brain and our heart to become in congruence with one another. So mindfulness, for those of you who've been with me for the past few months in our emotional support time, either in the morning or the afternoon, or if you've joined my colleagues, Bear and Christina, then you know how important it is for us to just carve out small moments. To really be present for ourselves. It is not selfish. Truly, it is the most selfless act we can do so that we can be present for other people, our family, our friends, our students, and we can be best equipped to deal with uncertainty. And we certainly have been bombarded with uncertainty. Loving kindness is especially important for humanity. And we know with the state of the world and how difficult it is right now for world peace, loving kindness is something that we can put out there. It is our intention that we can put out. So if you're with me today and you're working with the practice of loving kindness, this is your invitation to become unbusy, to allow yourself to sink into a space of calm, to feel truly connected to yourself and your home. Hopefully you've given yourself permission to be in a place that is not busy with noises. And let's just start simply by feeling grounded and centered, by noticing your body being fully extended on the floor, either lying down or in a seated position if that's more comfortable for you. Feet can be tucked under, or resting flat on the floor. Just noticing your body, taking a minute just to notice the senses, things you hear. Notice things you see, possibly things you smell or taste. And just noticing your body being rooted in the chair and noticing touch, any points of contact your body is making, either with the floor, with your clothes, jewelry, cushions. And just giving a small nod of gratitude for our senses and how we can take in the beauty of the world through the senses. And just gently sweep your body from toes all the way to your head and back down. Noticing if you're holding on to any tension at all. Just a quick sweep of your body. Notice your feet and your legs. Notice your belly. Notice your upper body and your head. Hands are by your side or in your lap. Fingers are open. Start the practice by mindfully breathing in through our nose and out through our mouth, thinking on purpose, I am calm as I breathe in. And as I breathe out, I let go of anything that's not serving me in any good way in this moment. And as you're breathing on purpose, you may notice your mind wandering, and we know that's the tool or the job of the mind to cycle in and out of thoughts or memories. You may catch yourself making a plan and simply practice anchoring. Mindful practice of anchoring is giving yourself a word or a phrase or a mantra. You can say breathing, you can say peace, whatever works for you, but just to bring yourself back so that you don't get on the remembering train or the list, making lists and taking you away from practicing being present. So breath, breathing on purpose is one of the fundamentals of mindfulness. Remembering it's our first birth gift in the world to breathe on purpose. So just focus on your breath for just a moment, taking a few seconds just to feel yourself breathing on purpose, noticing as you do that, a simple shift in heaviness in the body. Maybe resting your hand on your belly and noticing the rise and fall of your belly, expanding the diaphragm, the in-breath, the belly expands, and the out-breath, the belly contracts. Taking a few cycles of in and out, I am calm, I let go. Breathing in, I am calm. Breathing out, I let go. Moving to the heart center, feeling first the physicalness of our heart, the unique rhythm of your own beating heart. Feeling your heart just below your chest. And just giving a small nod of gratitude for the beating heart and our unawareness of our heart when we're in that place of hurried automaticity. Notice the rhythm. Notice that the heart continues to pump with all the systems of the body to keep us alive. And then we go deeper into the heartfelt sense of who we are, our Sat Nam, our true self. And we begin with the loving kindness mantra or intention. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be healthy and happy. In this small moment I've carved out for myself, may I be free of all pain and suffering. May my heart be filled with empathy and compassion for myself. May I be filled with the knowledge that I am enough. I'm doing my best. May I allow myself to make mistakes and learn and grow. May I know that I am more than the sum of my feelings and emotions. May I forgive myself. May I be filled with loving kindness for me. Breathing that thought, that loving kindness thought, in through your nose for yourself and out through your mouth. Now begin to notice the circle of love around you. Bring to mind people, both those that are walking in this physical dimension with us and those who have moved on before us and are in a different dimension. See the people you love and care about, your family, your friends, your neighbors. And just like us, they wish the same things: to be truly at peace, to be filled with loving kindness. So we say, may you be well, may you be safe, may you be healthy and happy, may you be free of all pain and suffering, may your lives be filled with great joy, deep compassion and empathy for yourselves first and then for others. May you be filled with understanding and forgiveness for all humanity. And breathing that in, that intention in through your nose for those people you love and out through your mouth. Noticing that each one of the people you love has a circle that forms around them. And some of these circles interconnect and always lead back to you. This is humanity across the globe. And all human beings, big and small, regardless of race, gender, poverty. We all want the same things, to be seen and cared for in a space of respect, equity, and love. Some of these people are people you might not like. And so the loving kindness meditation asks us to dig a tad bit deeper. First, to think of folks that are possibly just acquaintances. Can we offer those people loving kindness for each of those people to be well and safe and healthy and happy, free of all pain and suffering? And may those people have great joy and compassion, forgiveness and understanding. Breathing that in through your nose and out through your mouth for people who are simply acquaintances, but humans, and loved by others so very much. Bring your expansion out farther to the people across your state, your country, the planet Earth. And just like us, all humanity wishes for the same thing, to be safe and seen, healthy and happy, free of all pain and suffering. To have understanding and forgiveness, empathy and compassion. So just like us, we say, may all of humanity be well. May each individual be safe and healthy and happy, free of all pain and suffering. May each human who walks the planet Earth be filled with joy, gratitude, empathy, compassion, and deep understanding, and much forgiveness. Last part of loving kindness practice asks us to call upon those individuals who have hurt us. We may even still be holding on to old pain and suffering. And while we may not like these people, or like what they did, in order to be free of suffering, we must be able to forgive. And just like you and me, people who have hurt us wish for the same things. And so we dig a little deeper and we offer up a loving kindness. You may notice your body and yourself resisting and pulling away. Stay with the practice. Notice where the resistance lives. And just offer that intention of loving kindness. May you be well. May you be safe. In this moment, may you be healthy and happy. May you be free of all pain and suffering. May your heart be filled with great, deep forgiveness, compassion and empathy, and true understanding. May your lives be filled with joy. Breathing that in, and you may notice, as I do, my body resisting, moving away from. And so for one last time, call upon the people you love, your protection, your safety. And feel them. Notice that whether you lean to the front or the back or the left or the right, you will be held. You will not fall. Sit for a moment in that true place of peace. Notice your body relaxing as you come back to that place of harmony and protection and safety. I'll hold the space for us while we breathe for 1 minute. In through your nose, I am calm. Out through your mouth, practicing anchoring your thoughts and memories and your plans. And I'll bring us back when it's time. Gently bring yourself back to this physical space by wiggling your toes, rolling your shoulders, arching your back, taking 3 slow, collective, connected breaths in through our nose and out through our mouth. And in through our nose and out through our mouth. One more, in through our nose and out through our mouth. Thank you for joining me for this loving kindness practice. I hope you will move forward today with peace and harmony and happiness. Thank you.